early Byron Bay. While there is very little written about the growth of Byron Bay Town in the decades after the very first quarter-acre resident lots were sold in July 1886, old maps show significant planning and development was in progress. The first lots dedicated to the services was for the courthouse and the police purposes in 1887. The second in 1890 was for the cemetery, with specific areas set aside for the dead of each faith. Then followed land dedicated to the community centre in 1895, a post and telegraph office in 1896, and a recreational park in the same area, and a public school in 1897. The first church, the Anglican Church, welcomed worshippers in 1898. This sequence presumably reflects the needs and priorities of a pioneer community at the time. Land was made available for the jetty, completed in 1888, and for the railway line and station, opened in 1894. Merchants were quick to build and open hotels and restaurants to cater for not just the workers and the traders, but also doctors, visitors, and the government officials. The first major businesses, such as Norco Dairy Cooperative, sawmills, shipping companies, acquired large blocks of land in the town for their factories, for milling, processing and storage. But roads, streets, power and water supply remained rudimentary, which in a coastal town built on a flat marshland carried its own risks in storm and floods and fire. Nevertheless, the pioneers prevailed, and by the start of World War I in 1914, Byron had become one of the major coastal towns and ports between Sydney and Brisbane. The town's population is estimated to be more than 2,300 at this time.